relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
You know when you're on the side of the good guys, when they're trying to censor you 24/7 and you still crush it? What am I talking about? I'm talking about Unplanned the Movie. It is doing incredibly in theaters. Just came out on Friday. Despite, you can see the videos on Twitter of how they are censoring people who are trying to follow the Twitter handle when they follow it and it's defollowed. It's unbelievable. Unplanned, it's a true story of one woman's journey towards the truth. It's Abby Johnson, who will be on this show in exactly 1 hour. She was passionate about a woman's right to choose. She rose in the ranks at the world's largest abortion provider, you know which one, until the day that she saw something that changed everything. What she saw changed her mind, but more importantly, what she saw changed her heart. Then they tried to silence her, but nothing could hold Abby back from exposing the truth. The movie is called Unplanned, and it is in theaters now. Visit unplanned.com for your tickets. Note, the movie is rated R, so under 17s are not admitted without a parent. It's unplanned.com for your tickets. I promised I'd get to some audio cuts in the first hour. Ran out of time. Too much to talk about. Too much breaking news and special guests. But let's first talk about Israel and what somebody who thinks he has the chance of being president thinks about our closest ally in the Middle East. This is Beta Bido speaking recently at a town hall about the Prime Minister of Israel. Cut to.
The U.S.-Israel relationship is one of the most important relationships that we have on the planet. And that relationship, if it is to be successful, must transcend partisanship in the United States, and it must be able to transcend a prime minister who is racist, as he warns about Arabs coming to the polls, who wants to defy any prospect for peace as he threatens to annex the West Bank, and who has sided with a far-right racist party in order to maintain his hold on power.
So this man, this pathetic individual, this absolute exemplar of the beta male, calls a hero, a war hero, whose brother died rescuing innocent hostages, a racist, calls him an individual who is against peace, is the obstacle. Go to Israel, Francis Beto O'Rourke, and tell me what racism you see on the streets there. Because I've been there many, many times. You will see black, dark-skinned Ethiopians who are Israeli citizens, who through their Jewish identity are fully incorporated, accepted into that nation. You will see Arabs who have human rights, who have economic prospects in Israel, working in Israel, the likes of which they will never have anywhere else in the region. And you will see an administration that has tried repeatedly since 1948, despite attempts to destroy that nation again and again and again. You will find an administration that has bent over backwards to try and broker some kind of peace with people, prime ministers, being assassinated despite their efforts to do that. This is an indictment of your absolute moral bankruptcy and your complete lack of any qualification to be the commander-in-chief of the greatest nation on God's earth. Had to address that. Let's get back to the lead issue of the day, which is the border, the replacement of Secretary Nielsen at Department of Homeland Security. Something has changed, friends. In just the last 48 hours, something has changed. The man who honeymooned in the Soviet Union, an avowed communist, Bernie Sanders, has finally publicly stated we can no longer, on the left, maintain a policy of open borders. Yes, you heard correctly. Bernie Sanders listened to the man himself. Cut four.
I think what we need is comprehensive immigration reform. That is not simply, you're quite right. If your point is you open the borders, my God, you know, there's a lot of poverty in this world, and you're going to have people from all over the world. And I don't think that's something that we can do at this point. Can't do it. So that is not my position.
We just can't do it because we have a lot of poverty in this world. That's been the argument for the left since the beginning, that these poor disenfranchised people must be allowed into America because of the wealth that is here. We must redistribute the wealth. So what happened? They have finally realized that the American people are not going to swallow the garbage anymore. Even the rhinos, the worst spineless squish rhinos there are. Yes, I'm talking about Mitt Romney. Even they have read the tea leaves. They licked their finger, stuck it in the air, and they've sensed that the wind is changing. Let's listen to Mitt Romney, the senator from Utah. Cut six.
In the last few weeks, there's been a dramatic change, and that is we're seeing unaccompanied young people, as well as families with lots of kids, pouring into the border, and they say the magic word, I'm seeking asylum. And by virtue of our laws and processes here, we bring them into the country. We don't begin to have enough space in our facilities to maintain the kind of care that these people deserve. And so they're being just turned out into our country. 125,000 of them so far this year. It's overwhelming our system. We have got to be able to deal with this in a way. It's going to take some legislation to get it fixed.
A little bit of rambling there, but Mitt has said two things. The asylum can no longer obtain because they're not here for asylum. They're economic migrants. And secondly, the system is overwhelmed. Here's a better cut from Mitt Romney. Listen to his analysis of who's right on this issue. Cut seven.
And let me tell you, in my opinion, the Democrats are making a huge error by making border security an issue and saying it's a partisan issue. Look, this is an American issue. We can't have millions upon millions of people flooding into our country without a border that's secure, without ICE making sure that people that are here illegally are sent back. This is a winning issue, I think, for Republicans, but more importantly, it's a winning issue for Americans to say we have to have the sovereignty of our nation. I think the president has tapped into something which the people feel very deeply.
Mitt Romney is saying the president is winning and we have to have our sovereignty back. Wow. All I'm going to say is wow. Let's get back to your calls. We've got to have one more person. This segment, line three, Harry in Atlanta. You've got a minute and a half. Share your wisdom.
I agree with you that Brennan is right in the middle of all this, probably at the behest of people above him. However, I'm concerned about the British intelligence being involved. Is that going to keep us from really ferreting all this out, bringing it to the fore?
No, it's very clear, Harry. Thank you. This is open source. It's out there. It's not classified. Brennan used the British intelligence services, primarily GCHQ, which is the government communications headquarters, which is their NSA, it's their signals intelligence service, used them to illegally spy on U.S. nationals because he couldn't do that without a warrant, without special cause. And it will implicate them. The idea that the day after the then NSA director went to President-elect Trump, told him you're being spied upon, the day after the British NSA director suddenly resigned with no warning, tells you how deeply they're implicated. So, yeah, this isn't theory. This isn't conjecture. It is absolutely demonstrable. And we will know much, much more when the president declassifies those FISA warrant memoranda. I'm Sebastian Gorka with our special guest, Alex Marlowe, editor-in-chief of Breitbart.com, next here on America First from ReliefFactor.com studios of the Salem Radio Network. Are you fed up with paying maintenance fees on a timeshare you never use? If that's the case, I'm sure getting out of your timeshare is at the top of your to-do list, especially when that maintenance bill just came due. During this time, it's a constant reminder you have got to get out. I know how hard it can be to find a company you can trust. I want to tell you about my friends at Lone Star Transfer. They have helped over 8,000 timeshare owners get out of their timeshares legally and ethically. They have a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Brian and Karen are passionate and committed to helping you get out of your timeshare as quickly and effortlessly as possible. Call my friends today for a no-obligation consultation and let them get you out of your timeshare the right way. Call toll-free 844-310-2646. That number once again, 844-310-2646, or visit them online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
An experience like no other awaits you. Hello, this is Governor Mike Huckabee. I want to invite you to join me, Senator Rick Santorum, Dan Celia, as well as award-winning recording artist Al Denson, Brian White, Karen Williams, and many more on the Baltic Experience, August 9th through the 17th. We'll explore majestic Northern Europe, including Copenhagen, Estonia, St. Petersburg, Stockholm, and more. Everything is included, and I mean everything. Travel with other like-minded people as we enjoy the greatest trip together. The time on the ship will be filled with music, laughter, magic, fun, and relaxation. Off the ship, the adventure will be a remarkable journey to some of the most beautiful places in the Baltics, where we can explore and deepen our appreciation for the freedoms that we enjoy as Americans. To register or more information, go to thegreatesttrip.com. That's thegreatesttrip.com. We'll see you on the boat.
Are there some physical activities that you no longer partake in because they're too painful, such as playing golf or easily walking downstairs, hiking, or even sleeping peacefully through the night? Relief Factor wants to get you out of pain. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of listeners by reducing and at times even eliminating their daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, mine included. Over a month ago, I started taking Relief Factor, and within weeks, it had resolved a lower back pain issue for me, which is now gone. Pete and Seth Talbot are the father and son team behind Relief Factor and the 3-week quick starter pack that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com. See the testimonials from folks all over the country who are getting their lives back with Relief Factor. Over 70% of those who try it, continuous customers. Why not be the next Relief Factor success story? Go now to ReliefFactor.com.
Many people today think the Bible, the most influential book in world history, is not only outdated, but also irrelevant, irrational, and even immoral. Dennis Prager here. I've written a book, The Rational Bible, Genesis, to prove otherwise. My new book demonstrates clearly and powerfully that the Bible remains profoundly relevant both for the great issues of our day and in each of our lives. The Rational Bible Genesis comes out this May, and I want to invite you to join me for an exclusive pre-launch event for my book, on May 6th in Orlando, Florida. That will be the first day it will be available to the public. Get your tickets today. Be part of a full-day celebration with me and our partners at TBN. Come and be part of the studio audience for the taping and live broadcast of my radio show. After the broadcast, I'll discuss my new book, answer your questions, and you'll get a signed copy of The Rational Bible Genesis. Join me in Orlando on May 6th. Get your tickets today when you visit my website, DennisPrager.com, and click on the Rational Bible banner. See you in Orlando.
I do hope our next guest, Alex Marlow, likes Stevie Wonder. Alex, are you there?
Dr. G, that's a little passive-aggressive in terms of an intro music.
Really?
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? I identify as a man.
But don't you have a wonderful wife?
I do. But it was an homage to her. Wow, I'll tell her that.
Why are you so cis-normative in your gender stereotypes? I never thought I'd say that. My engineer has literally fallen off his chair. Cis-normative in my gender stereotypes. May the good Lord strike me down if I ever say that again. Welcome, Alex Marlow.
I'm not intersectional enough to have that sort of vocabulary, but I'll take your word for it.
Oh, says the man who went to Berkeley. Oh, right. Yeah, got it. Okay, welcome, Alex Marlow, editor-in-chief at Breitbart.com. On his way to catch a flight westward, thank you for squeezing us in. I have to ask you, there's so many great stories, but first, you didn't expect me to do this, but I have to ask you to defend Fox News. Elijah Cummings, House Oversight and Reform Committee chairman, is demanding to investigate Fox News because allegedly, they didn't report enough stories on Stormy Daniels. I didn't know that in America that politicians could force media outlets to cover stories. Alex Marlow, what's your hot take?
Yeah, this is truly frightening. And a fair bit has been written about this. A guy named Ken LaCourte, who I happen to know fairly well, he used to come by and hang around with us in Los Angeles when Andrew Breitbart was alive. He was the digital director who was in charge of FoxNews.com, and he sort of takes credit for not running some of the Stormy Daniels stories that I guess a Fox reporter had wind of some of it, but suggesting that the stories weren't buttoned up enough, that they didn't hit a certain level of, right, of journalistic standards. I can't put myself in the shoes of the Fox brass when they made that call, but I can tell you one thing, that editors make calls day in and day out in terms of where to dedicate time and resources and column inches and space and bandwidth. And if he made a call that this story wasn't a real story or wasn't worth investigating or couldn't be confirmed, then that could be a good or a bad call. It is no business of the United States government whether or not a news outlet chooses to run with a story or not. Even if in this case it was a mistake, it should be very frightening. Any suggestion that you should be mandated to cover or not cover something by the government, horrifying idea by Elijah Cummings, and yes, I will defend Fox.
Let me ask you, as somebody who, you know, this is your job to make those kinds of calls.
Sure.
Do you think that Elijah Cummings and the Democrats are just playing games, or do they really think that is their job to decide what journalists write about or don't write about?
Yeah, so my thoughts on this, Dr. G, probably won't surprise you because we've been into this a number of times. I think once on this show and a number of times on my show on SiriusXM, which is where we talk about how if you look into the left playbook, they want immediate victory no matter what the cost is. The
right.
goal for them is always achieve victory as expediently as humanly possible. And they want to vanquish Fox News because Fox News is a threat the same way that they've gone up against Breitbart and talk radio in the past. Anything that changes people's minds, they want on the right, they have to quash it. So I do think that he would love for that to be the case. Because why? Because it would be devastating for Fox News' business. So anything that devastates Fox News is a win for the Democrats. So I do think he's being serious.
Well, on exactly this note, let me play you some audio from CNN, from Jeffrey Toobin, quote-unquote, their legal analyst. And I'd really like your take on what this illustrates as well. This is breaking news, reaction to Nielsen resigning or being fired. Cut one.
But Christian Nielsen, I think, is a great example of what happens when you go to work for Donald Trump. He is the great reputation killer. I mean, here's this woman who, you know, was a reasonably admired bureaucrat. And for the rest of her life, people will look at her and think, oh, that's the woman who put children in cages. That's the woman who broke up families across the border. And you know what? They'll be right, because she implemented that policy. Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, sort of created it, but she implemented it. And, you know, she's going to get what she deserved.
She's going to get what she deserved. Add to that the story that something called Restore Public Trust is targeting the Forbes 500 companies with a letter saying it warns them that none of these companies should hire any former administration members from the Trump White House. Alex, this is dictatorial.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And this is one thing that I think has had a really huge chilling effect, just to comment on the last point you made, Dr. G, which is that I'll tell you that if you look at what was done to General Flynn and others, that they want to make it a career death sentence to serve under Donald Trump. Again, they want to cripple his administration. And this is how you do it. You try to humiliate and degrade and demean anyone, regardless of their politics, who served with Donald Trump or underneath him. And what's interesting there, I love my favorite line in the Toobin clip is when he refers to how she was a reasonably respected bureaucrat. That would make her the first. I don't know if there are any other bureaucrats that have any respect whatsoever. But the problem with Kirstjen Nielsen was that she didn't implement the president's border policy effectively.
Right.
The surge over the border continues to grow. Month over month, year over year, we're seeing record levels of immigration, illegal immigration, if not the highest levels in, you know, a decade and a half. And things are getting worse on her watch. So it has nothing to do with children in cages, because Barack Obama did the exact same policy. What this has to do with is that there is a surge of our border and catch and release is expanding. And that's why she's out.
Right. And this whole line, reasonably respected, this is the same person who right now, as we speak, is being hammered, is being lambasted by Senator Warren, by Nancy Pelosi, for being the person who put children in cages. How is it, Alex Marlowe, right, that the media is still saying this when everybody knows the Obama administration did that?
Yeah, well, because on the left, you don't have to. That doesn't make a difference. What matters is it's always the Republicans' fault. It's always Donald Trump's fault. It's just this attitude that they have to. It's called spin. They just spin it to make it seem as though the problem with Kirstjen Nielsen was that she was too tough. No, that's exactly wrong. She was not nearly tough enough. Remember, she was a John Kelly appointee.
Yes.
She served in the Bush administration. She was a huge advocate of DACA amnesty, which is why we referred to her at Breitbart as Lady DACA, because she was a big amnesty booster before joining the Trump administration. She joined the Trump administration to moderate. And the problem is that we needed to be tougher in terms of asylum reform and sealing the border and not doing catch and release. And we certainly shouldn't be chartering buses for illegal aliens into our interior, which is what she was doing.
We are listening to Alex Marlowe. Follow him on Twitter at Alex Marlowe, M-A-R-L-O-W. He's got a few minutes more. We'll be back in a second. He is the editor-in-chief at Breitbart.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president with America First, the newest national radio show on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast on more than 300 stations, affiliates, and sundry platforms, including SebGorka.com and iTunes podcast. Just look for America First. Don't touch that dial. We will be back momentarily.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer four quick questions at getethos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to getethos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. Getethos.com. Getethos.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Lowe's knows you'll do spring right by saving on everything you need to get your garden growing. We do it right, too, with incredible deals to help you save during our Spring Black Friday sale, like Bonnie Vegetable and Herb Plants, 4 for $10. And for a clean-looking landscape, pick up 5 bags of Scott's Mulch for just $10. Whatever's on your spring to-do list, hurry in and save during our Spring Black Friday sale. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/17, not valid on Alaska or Hawaii. Bonnie offer valid on 19-ounce pots. See store for details. U.S. only.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Have you ever thought about getting out of your timeshare? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are an unhappy timeshare owner, getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. And with those annual maintenance fees hitting you hard in the pocketbook, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Give us a call and let us do what we've done for over 8,000 others. Our process is done legally and ethically, and best of all, quickly as possible. Lone Star Transfer is a family-owned business with an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let this be your lasting legacy. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code Mike2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, and the promo code Mike2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
We are back and we're going straight to our guest because he is a man on a mission catching a plane to Los Angeles. He is Alex Marlowe, editor-in-chief of Breitbart News. Follow him, Alex Marlowe, and go to Breitbart News for all the great authors they have. Matt Boyle, Joel Pollack, Francis Martel, Christina Wong, John Nolte, and the rest. Alex, congratulations. I see that Breitbart has 1 million followers on Twitter.
Hey, that's pretty cool. I didn't know that. Yeah, we have a great Twitter game, and thanks so much for sharing our content so often to you, Dr. G.
Oh, absolutely. One team. I just have to get your take before you leave us on this man, this mayor of a small town somewhere who thinks he's going to be the president, Pete Buttigieg, who likes to judge other people and their faith. Let's listen to the good mayor, Cut 5.
You said something rather strong about the president, that you said it's hard to look at his actions and believe that they are the actions of somebody who believes in God.
Well, it's something that really frustrates me because the hypocrisy is unbelievable. Here you have somebody who not only acts in a way that is not consistent with anything that I hear in Scripture or in church, where it's about lifting up the least among us and taking care of strangers, which is another word for immigrants, and making sure that you're focusing your effort on the poor, but also personally how you're supposed to conduct yourself, not chest-thumping look-at-me-ism, but humbling yourself before others. Foot-washing is one of the central images in the New Testament. And we see the diametric opposite of that in this presidency. I think there was perhaps a cynical process where he decided to, for example, begin to pretend to be pro-life and govern accordingly, which was good enough to bring many evangelicals over to his side. But
firstly, the last sentence there, he pretended to be pro-life and then governed accordingly. Well, then you're not pretending, Pete, you moron. You're actually doing things like bringing laws to protect children. But secondly, you're a man of faith, Alex. I know that. Is it the American tradition for political candidates to judge the internal faith life of other Americans?
Yeah, this is... I don't understand why Pete Buttigieg picked this battle to fight on. It's not a particularly good one because... he lives as an open homosexual. He's in a homosexual marriage, and I assume he's pro-choice because I don't think I don't know his abortion position, but I know you wouldn't be foolish enough to run for the Democratic nomination if you were not pro-choice. So I assume he's a pro-choice gay man in a gay marriage. So there's going to be a lot of people who, if you want to open that up, are going to judge him as not someone who's living by a neatly doctrinaire Christian faith. And Donald Trump, yeah, there are certain parts of him that doesn't scream that he's a some sort of an evangelical Christian. But if you do look at the way he's governed, appointing these incredible judges, these incredible conservatives, defending religious freedom at every turn, defending the freedom to practice religion, religious speech, religious expression, class act, judges and justices, the best of all time. I mean, this is a remarkable pattern of being a pro-Christian man by this president, Donald Trump. And so maybe you could nitpick, he's got some gold fixtures. I don't think that undoes the Christian governance that he's done.
Well, one last yes or no question. If you wanted to be really cynical, the only reason he's doing this is he's baiting Donald Trump and the vice president to attack him because the only substantive thing he has to offer is that he's a gay man, and I think that's the depth of his platform. What do you think, Alex?
Well, what's interesting here is he has not come up with any specifics. This is the closest thing to a specific, is that he really hates Mike Pence because Mike Pence is a traditional Christian. He has problems with Mike Pence's faith and Donald Trump's faith. Other than that, he just seems very garden variety. He speaks very cleanly, and he has good body language, and seems like a very bright guy. But this is the closest thing to a position, is that he thinks Trump and Pence are not good Christians. I don't know how who he is to lecture us on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember something in the Bible about a splinter and a log. On that note, we wish you well, Alex Marlow. Follow him on Twitter, Alex Marlow, M-A-R-L-O-W. He is the editor-in-chief at Breitbart.com. We wish him safe travels. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Let me just read the first part of that quote. We played the audio, but really, Pete Buttigieg, quote, "I'm reluctant to comment on another person's faith. But I would say," I mean, that's how it starts. Well, then you're just a hack. Then you're just a fraud. Because you say you're not going to, but then you do. I think that tells us a lot more about you, Pete Buttigieg, than it tells us about the internal faith life of Donald Trump or his vice president, Michael Pence, an honorable man who you don't get to judge the way that you just judged. I'm Sebastian Gorka, taking your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That is 833-334-6752. And while you're writing that down, write down relieffactor.com. Why? Because if you're like millions of people who suffer from daily aches and pains, this can bring you relief. Because it did that for me. For Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, and literally tens of thousands of people listening to the Salem radio broadcast. It's totally natural, completely drug-free, and it attacks inflammation at the source with its four completely natural ingredients: omega-3, resveratrol, curcumin, and epimedium. Go to relieffactor.com. See testimonials from across the country from people who are getting their lives back, such as me. What have you got to lose? $19.95 is the three-week quick starter pack. Within 2 weeks, if you take this regularly every morning and every night as I did, you could be liberated from the pain of everyday aches. Relieffactor.com. Be the next success story. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Violent crime is a sad reality today. Are you prepared to do what it takes to protect you and your family? If you are, you need to train with Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility. Through my personal relationship with its founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, believe it, it's true. Go to frontsight.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to get $2,000 worth of four-day defensive handgun training absolutely free of charge. No hidden catches. Enter frontsight.com/G-O-R-K-A. After your first course at Frontsight, you'll leave with more skills than 99% of the gun-owning public. Guaranteed. But you must act fast before all the free courses are gone. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/Gorka. That's G-O-R-K-A. See you at Frontsight.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Few moments bring you joy like going to the mailbox after you've done your taxes, pulling it open, reaching in, discarding the junk mail, and then pulling out that item you've been waiting so... What? Someone already filed for my return? It sounds like a horror story, but it's a reality. Cybercriminals can use your personal information to get a tax refund in your name, or even commit other forms of ID theft. Good thing there's LifeLock with Norton. LifeLock's dedicated identity restoration specialists will work to fix your identity issues. And we've added more protection with Norton Security to help block thieves from stealing information on your devices. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but join today and get 10% off your first year and then enjoy peace of mind all year long. Head to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and enter promo code GORKA. That's promo code GORKA for 10% off your first year. LifeLock with Norton.
Have to wait for that. Straight to your calls here on America First. Line 5, our newest line, Charles. Humble Houston, Texas, welcome to America First.
Hello, Dr. Gorka. I'm going to apologize because my head is exploding just from the last few minutes of listening. Our problem
it's
is...
It's not my fault. It's not my fault.
Oh, God, no. But our problem, Dr. Gorka, is that we are frantically looking for logic. We are scrambling, looking for some shred of logic. The problem is This is nothing more than an orchestrated script of demagogic nonsense with non sequiturs, red herrings, and whatever else sounds good, because there's no critical thinking on the part of the transmitter or the receiver. We just had a local newscast that was literally destroying Netanyahu for being a racist and the nastiest politician in world history. It was nothing more than a repetition of what that beta boy with his script and his skateboard was saying earlier. The fact of the matter is, this is nothing more than the continuing 10-year involvement of Obama in Israeli politics. He has poisoned Israeli politics for the last 10 years. And this same thing that we get into with this bullshipper in Indianapolis, the guy is nothing more than a demagogue. There's absolutely no logic. It's all appearance. It's all just razzle-dazzle. There's no logic chain. What they're trying to say is that you can't be judgmental based on religious doctrine, based on religious, dogma that's been part of the Judeo-Christian tradition for thousands of years. What you seize upon is imagery. Well, he washed their feet. Okay, so that makes it okay for a woman to make decisions about what to do with her body. We're not going to deal with murder. That makes it okay, for a man to marry a man. We're going to ignore every biblical precept, and we're going to literally attack the opposition for being racist, for being judgmental, for being everything that we are. It's the ultimate in hypocrisy.
Charles?
Yes, sir.
Are you okay?
My blood pressure just hit 210 over 190.
Take a deep breath. Because yes, we're very impressed. You use the phrases demagoguery, non sequiturs, red herrings, and logic chains. But I wish you'd tell us how you really feel, Charles.
Sir, I'm scared to death. I'm scared.
No, you can't be scared. I tell people, on Facebook, on Twitter, I get a lot of people saying they're afraid. I know it's easy to say this as words, but fear is a useless. It's a useless emotion. You know that as well as anybody, right?
Dr. Gorka, when I was in elementary school, I had a free subscription to various GPO publications. You just sent in a postcard and you got the tissue paper stuff. I literally read the HUAC hearings. I know where Hillary Clinton and Richard Nixon first crossed swords, in the Whitewater,
Watergate.
Yeah, I was the security officer escorting the Egyptian general delegation in after Mubarak came to power, after the Muslim Brotherhood murdered Anwar Sadat. I had friends who loved Anwar Sadat, okay? And I met with those guys, and I asked them individually, I said, what about this Mubarak guy? He's a good man. I kept getting reassured. That was the salvation of Egypt. On two occasions, they had a stable military that was able to keep the country from falling apart. Obama has been backing the Muslim Brotherhood since day one, and that's the great war in the Middle East, is between the Muslim Brotherhood, which is the terrorist, the genesis of the terrorist, the apex of the terrorist organization.
It's the grandfather. It's the grandfather, granddaddy of them all.
I was actually responsible for security of Hobart Towers complex during the latter part of the Gulf War.
Wait, were you a Marine, or who are you with, if I may ask?
I was Army, but I also had Marine assets, and I had some Saudi MPs. And my Saudi MPs would not let Yemeni drivers come into the compound, even when they were driving diplomat vehicles and things like that, because even then they were considered terrorists. The Yemeni has just been a hotbed of terrorism since before the first Gulf War.
Yes.
I've been steeped in this stuff all of my life.
If you were getting GPO publications in high school, yeah, you have been steeped, my friend.
In elementary school.
In elementary school.
In elementary school.
Incredible. I'm curious, who are your parents? Where did you get this interest for strategic matters?
My uncle was the first American born. They came through Ellis Island, landed in the Bronx. He was Phi Beta Kappa from University of Chicago, spoke seven, he was fluent in seven languages, studied in Greece on a Rhodes Scholarship. There were no student loans, very few scholarships. He worked his way through college, partially in the Illinois National Guard. He died at Normandy leading an artillery group, trying to take out the Nazis on the cliffs. Silver Star, Purple Heart, and all that. My father worked with Lee DeForest. He was a theoretical mathematician and electrical engineer. He worked with Lee DeForest, the inventor of the vacuum tube. They were designing radios and radar for aircraft. He ended up going in the Navy, and something happened. He got sent home on a medical discharge, and they told him to get out of Chicago. The climate would kill him, and he died when I was a year old down here. And my stepdad was 16 when he got an older brother's birth certificate. They grew up in Galveston. He joined the Merchant Marines, so he was in the Atlantic and the Pacific in World War II. I'm retired military. I had an uncle on my mother's side who lost his fingers off his right hand as a paratrooper.
Charles, we're out of time. Have you read either of my books?
Defeating
Jihad?
No, sir. I don't have that one.
Okay, stay on the line, because who needs guests when you've got callers like Charles? Wow. Amazing. But keep your blood pressure under control, because we need you, Charles. We need all patriots. This is America First. Amazing. I'm Sebastian Gorka. More of your calls, more special guests, and callers like Charles here from the Salem Relief Factor.com studios. Wow.
America will never be a socialist country.
The president's right, but a proposal from the Department of Health and Human Services would adopt socialist price controls from foreign countries. This international drug pricing index would cripple American medical innovation, delay access to life-saving therapies, and mean fewer cures. Reject socialist price controls at protectmypartb.org. Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer 4 quick questions at GetEthos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's ETHOS. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Barada. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
I do like a bit of Ludwig, especially when it's been spiced up. What about that call? Incredible. That's what makes it all worthwhile. That's why you have a radio show for people like Charles. Wow. You know the number, 833-33-GORKA, but do you know the number for MyPillow? It's 800-829-8468. That is 800-829-8468. For the best pillow out there and the most luxurious sheets there are. The Giza Dream Sheets. But you've got to go to MyPillow.com and use my promo code GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. Waiting very, very patiently on line three is Josh from California. Welcome to America First.
Well, hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm not gonna compete with Charles, so I'm just gonna go with my original comment, which is a different subject.
Go ahead.
So it was if Fox is able to be fined for not giving all stories relevant to my life, then that's a welcome news, as now I have 95% of non-reported information on all the other networks that can now be informed.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I have a feeling, I have a sense, Josh, that Elijah Cummings isn't going to use that tack with CNN, MSNBC, NPR, and all the rest. I have a feeling. What do you think?
I don't think that's what he's talking about, but the thing is that's the wonderful thing about the ignorant left. They don't understand that that is a precedent.
Yes.
To go for all the others.
Yes. No, absolutely. And the other thing, I think Dennis Prager has used this logic repeatedly, and he's so sound when he does it. I think even Ben Shapiro's picked it up. Everything the left does when it comes to attacking is projection. And this is, I hate Sigmund Freud. He was a sexual pervert, but Freud was right.
I agree.
But this idea of projection that comes from Freudian psychoanalysis is so, so sound in the case of the Democrats. They always accuse the conservatives of doing what they themselves are guilty of. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. If Elijah Cummings does this, we're going to have a lot of fun on the other side. Thank you, Josh. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Wow, that flew by. And next, we will have Abby Johnson, the person at the heart of the movie Unplanned. Her story of seeing the light, going from pro-abortion to pro-life, cannot be missed. And she'll be with us next here on the Salem Radio Network from ReliefFactor.com studios from just outside the swamp. Follow us live, SebGorka.com, SebGorka, and you can also find us iTunes, Twitter, podcast, everywhere where you find good content.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.